Should we throw the cargo overboard?
What? We're starting to stink? That's probably that rotting cargo. You better throw it overboard. The storm lasted for days and days. It was so stormy that they didn't see the sun or the moon for a long, long time. Everyone had been so busy trying to keep the ship from sinking that they hadn't even taken time to eat.
Captain, there's not much left to throw overboard. I think all is lost.
Oh, no. Everyone was giving up hope. Everyone, that is, except Paul. I tried to tell you. Remember, you should have listened to me, right?
Well, maybe you were. I mean, I guess you were sort of.
Okay, I admit it. I was wrong and you were right. There, you're happy now.
I'm not here to rub it in. I just want to establish the fact that if you had listened to me in the first place, we wouldn't be in this mess. But don't be afraid. I've got some great news.
Well, it had better be great. I think we're about to sink. We're all gonna die if something doesn't happen.
We're not going to die. Last night, an angel told me to tell you that everything is gonna be just fine. Hey, Luke.
Yeah.
Write this down, will you? Title it Acts 27:24.
Okay, shoot.
The angel of the Lord said to me, Paul, do not be afraid. God has given you this promise. He will save the lives of all these men sailing with you. You got that, Luke?
Yep, got it.
Well, everyone was encouraged, but the storm continued howling around them. On the 14th night of the storm, some of the crew realized they were heading into trouble again.
I measured the depth of the water a little while ago, and it was 120 feet deep. And I measured it again just now, and it's only 90 feet. I think we're going to crash into some rocks. I just know it.
I'm jumping ship, man. Who's with me?
And so some of the crew pretended they were going to drop some anchors into the water to slow the ship down. But instead, they started to lower the lifeboat into the sea. But Paul saw them, and he said to the captain,
Captain, we all have to stay with the ship. If one leaves, we will all die.
You heard the man. Cut the ropes to that lifeboat. No one leaves the ship.
Rick, cut those ropes. Don't let them get away.
What are you guys doing anyway? I ain't gonna die. Cut the rope.
The rain was still pounding. The boat was coming apart. And now there was no lifeboat. But Paul stood up and encouraged them.
Eat something. We've gone 2 weeks without food. We'll need our strength to stay alive. Come on.
There's enough soggy bread and slightly moist cheese to go around for all 276 of us. The men did as Paul told them to.
Well, yep, soggy bread ain't bad after 2 weeks.
Ain't got any more of that cheese?
I like that green
stuff
on it.
Yeah.
Everybody felt better after they'd eaten. When daylight came, the men saw land, but they didn't know where they were.
Land-ho, straight for the ship we go. Land-ho.
Not so fast.
What? Is there a problem?
Cut all the anchors.
They're gonna sail the Titanius right up onto the beach.
You heard the captain. Let's go.
I think I'm gonna have to.
We hit a sandbar. The ship, it's coming apart.
But Paul wasn't afraid. He said, Didn't I tell you that the Lord said no one? That means zero, nada. Not one person will die. What are you screaming for? Jump in the water and swim to shore. And they all did just that. And you know what? Every last one of them made it safely to shore, just as the angel of the Lord had said. When the captain and the crew and the passengers crawled up on the beach, the crew said,
Oh, well, we made it. Of course, I always believed we would.
Yeah, it wasn't so bad. I mean, I've lived through worse.
You know, sometimes things can look pretty scary. Like when I was at the top of that little waterfall, it sure looked like a long way down when I was at the top. But God made sure my canoe and I made it through, didn't he? And he made sure that Paul and everyone who was with him made it to that island, too. After all, he had something he wanted Paul to do in Rome, just like he has something for each one of us to do. And right now, I think he wants me to lie back, put my feet up, and finish drifting merrily, merrily, merrily down the stream.